Theoretical recap. A README is the front door of any technical project. It is typically the first file a developer, recruiter, or collaborator reads when they open a repository. A good README answers four fundamental questions immediately. What does this project do? Why does it exist? How do I install and run it? How do I use it? Without these answers, even brilliant code becomes inaccessible. The most common mistakes beginners make are writing a README that is either too vague, "this is my project," too technical without context, or simply non-existent. Another frequent error is writing the README once and never updating it as the project evolves. Think of a README as living documentation. It should always reflect the current state of the project. A solid README is written in Markdown, uses clear section headings, includes a short project description, lists prerequisites and installation steps as numbered lists, shows a basic usage example, and mentions the license if relevant. Here is a minimal mental model. Description badges, optional. Table of contents, optional. Installation usage contributing license. Even a 5-file static site deserves a proper README. It signals professionalism and makes the project reusable and shareable immediately. Workshop brief. You have been working on a version static site mini project combining a dev environment setup and Git versioning. This workshop asks you to write a complete, professional, and genuinely useful README file for that mini project. The goal is not to produce a template filled with placeholder text, but a real README that someone who has never seen your project could use to understand, install, and run it within minutes. Start by opening your mini project repository. Read through your existing files and commit history to remind yourself what the project does, what its structure looks like, and what a user would need to get started. Identify all the prerequisites someone would need: specific tools, versions, environment variables if any, and any configuration steps. Think about who your reader is: another developer who is competent but has zero context about your project. Write your README.md file using proper Markdown formatting. Your README must include at minimum the following sections: a project title and short description, 2 to 4 sentences maximum, a prerequisite section listing everything the user needs before cloning, a step-by-step installation section, a usage section showing how to open or run the project, and a section explaining the project structure, a brief explanation of what each main file or folder does. If you used any specific tools or made deliberate technical choices, add a short technical choices or notes section explaining your reasoning. This is what separates a junior README from a professional one. Once your README is written, read it as if you were a stranger encountering the project for the first time. Ask yourself, could I follow these instructions without asking any questions? If the answer is no, revise until it is yes. Then commit your README to your Git repository with a meaningful commit message, not added README. Be specific about what the README covers, and push it to your remote repository. You are allowed and encouraged to consult your previous course chapters on Markdown, Git, documentation research, and the debugging methodology. You may also consult MDN, GitHub's own documentation on README best practices, and any relevant Stack Overflow threads or articles you find useful. You may work alone or ask for help, but the final README must reflect your own understanding of your project and your ability to communicate it clearly. There are no shortcuts here. A README written by someone else about your project defeats the entire purpose of this exercise. Pay attention to tone and clarity. Avoid jargon without explanation. Avoid vague phrases like simply run the file, and always prefer concrete commands over abstract descriptions. If a step requires running a terminal command, show the exact command in a code block. If the project opens in a browser, say which URL and how. Precision is a form of respect for the reader's time, and in a professional context, unclear documentation costs real money and frustration.